Workers in the Sunshine State are getting a pay raise. Starting today, Florida's hourly workers will see their minimum wage go from $8.65 to $10 an hour, following a legislative change that voters pushed for last November. Business owner Jared Myers owns Legacy Vacation Resorts and Tony's Bar and Grill in Florida. He joins us now to talk about the impact on his business. We're also joined by Yahoo Finance's Arthi Swaminathan. So good to have you both here. Jared, what has the sentiment on the ground there been like among the business community as this pay hike goes into effect today?
I guess it depends on if you were for or against it in the first place. But those that were in favor of it are quite excited that it has moved forward. And we also believe that more of a raise is needed as soon as possible. We know it's going up about a dollar a year from here forward for the next 5 years, but it can't happen soon enough, I would say, for our economy and our workers.
Jared, you own Tony's Bar and Grill. What has, as well as the Legacy Vacation business, how deep was that impact when you went from 865 to 10? I think yours is a little bit higher. And how difficult is it to attract labor during this period?
So we were already paying in excess of the increase, so there was no impact to our operation today. We incurred that impact several years back. And initially, you know, it was a greater cost. It was something that we had to deal with at that moment in time. But I can't tell you how much it has helped us over these last, you know, year and a half or 2 years, where our industry was hit incredibly hard by reduced revenue and, you know, the COVID consequences. But due to us paying more and our employees being more engaged, we were able to keep more of them staffed and on board. And we came through the hardest part of the shutdown in a very strong position that we definitely wouldn't have done if we hadn't shown our employees that we cared enough about them to pay them, you know, what I would say is a fair wage.
And you are looking to reach that $15 minimum wage that many progressive lawmakers have been pushing for. So how does that plan look like? And how are you planning to adjust your, because you have, I think, more just not just in Florida, but you have locations across the country. So how does that work out?
That's correct. So we have a commitment to a living wage as an organization. And we increase it every year to that. We just haven't quite gotten there yet. But before year end, we'll definitely be at that in excess of $15 as a company. And that will apply in all the states that we're in. And we'll continue to increase it each year thereafter. I think over the last couple of years, the living wage has been increasing by roughly $2 a year, whereas in the past, it might have been about a dollar a year in the state of Florida. And we have a commitment to stay equal to that, which will always exceed what the minimum wage is.
Jared, I just want to ask you about price inflation and how you're dealing with it at your businesses, because the cost for just about everything that goes into your business has gone up. How have you been able to deal with that, and have you had to raise prices at all?
So we haven't had to raise prices as a result of wages or really even the normal increases in costs. If prices have gone up at our properties, it's really just been from market demand. Anyone that paid attention to the last summer in tourism and the markets we're in saw how well it did. I mean, the tourism business, for at least family tourism rather than business, is very doing very well right now. And so that's the only reason wages have gone up. And we haven't had to increase wages for the cost, mainly because there's a lot of additional benefits to this. I think people look at this and they say, wow, it just costs more money. But they don't realize that there's really good positives, too. I mean, the engagement of our employees, it's hard to put a dollar amount on it. But I can just tell you firsthand, going through the last year and a half, that it got us through this crisis. I don't know that we would be here if our employees weren't so engaged in what they were doing. You know, people talk about attrition and the cost of that, which is significant. And so we have benefited there. But I think it really is from engagement. So there's some statistics that's been shared with me that about two thirds of workers are completely disengaged to work. And so it's hard to imagine in a difficult time period like the, you know, these crises going on, that disengaged workers are going to be giving you their all. But if you're at 50% or 40% disengaged, that's still disappointing. But it shows that the business can thrive in difficult times. And I think we're proof of that.
And Jared, I'm curious about whether the supply chain bottlenecks are affecting your businesses, especially the restaurant business at all.
It has. So we've had to adjust suppliers at times to on certain product items. I would say our restaurant is a small part of our operation. So I can't tell you how it might have affected larger food and beverage operations than us, but I can definitely speak more to the hotel functions.